VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. U.S. designated terror group Hamas will return bodies of four dead Israeli hostages in exchange for prisoners in the latest development of the tenuous ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Hamas says it will return the bodies of four more dead Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, the group says, just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the warring parties is to expire. Israel has delayed the release of about 600 Palestinian prisoners since Saturday to protest what it says is the cruel treatment of hostages during their release by Hamas. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The people's family, I think, is like the symbol of everything that happened to us since October 7th. The two babies and the mothers that absolutely did nothing to the world.
Thousands of mourners carrying flags and orange balloons joined the funeral procession Wednesday for Shiri Bibas and her two sons, who were killed in Gaza captivity and have become symbols of Israel's hostage ordeal. Yarden Bibas, who was freed by Hamas, apologized to his wife and sons.
Do you remember our last decision in the shelter? I asked you, fight or surrender? You told me fight, so I fought. Shiri, I'm sorry I couldn't protect you. If only I had known what would happen, I wouldn't have shot.
Thousands of people lined the route to Zohar, near Kibbutz Nir Oz, where the Bibas family lived before their abduction by Hamas on October 7th, 2023. Aviv Nachman is one of the mourners.
I did not expect it to affect me that way and see all these amounts of people who came to support them. So emotional.
Their burial was set to take place at a private ceremony in Zohar later. This